One thing you may have noticed about the people in Boise has a fairly small African-American population. That was even smaller when I grew up in the 80s. And I didn't know a black person until seventh grade. But I grew up, I watched The Cosby Show religiously. I think the Huxtable family on your show did more to shape my early impressions of black life in America than any other source. When you created that show, were you thinking about shaping how people thought of black America?
I wanted to take the house back. At that time, they had a number of shows with white people. And these shows were failing left and right, these sitcoms. But what I hated about these shows was that the children were running the parents. And whoever's writing this stuff, they were all in agreement that parents are stupid people and really don't know what they're doing, and they should be punished because they're not raising the kids properly. So the kids were brighter than the parents, and the parents complied with a lot of stupid things which the children would make the punchline. And I said, no, because, we have five children. I'm not taking this, man. So the racial aspect of it had to do with the insular behavior and not dealing with the foolishness of outside racism, but to deal with the structure of two people who have graduated from college and grad school and succeeded in the discipline they wanted to take on in life and happy with what they're doing. And they have these children, and it's not that the wheels start to come off, but it's just that the distraction is tremendous. And they have to make these adjustments, and they have to have the wisdom and giving it love and warmth and health and taking care of education and making sure that they will, in fact, have a strong foundation to become whatever it is they want to become with our love and manners. And they will graduate from college, and they will get married, and they will have their own home, and they will have children, and then we will die.
So you weren't necessarily thinking America needs to see a strong black family on TV. You were just thinking America needs to see a strong family on TV, period.
Exactly.
Because not long after high school, I found myself living in a small town in Alabama, and I knew a lot of black people, and none of their lives were anything like the Huxtables. The people I knew dealt with issues like extreme poverty and lack of education, difficult home lives, and I remember thinking that The Cosby Show did not prepare me for this.
Don't blame it on the Huxtables. Black is exactly that. As is white. So where you went, that's a different television series. It's like trying to make a TV series out of Grapes of Wrath.
not a sitcom, at least. But I think...
No. So when you watched TV to see TV series, there were some black shows on. There was the Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm.
And then George and his wife, they opened the dry cleaners. And they were integrated. See, the Huxtables dealt within the home. Everything that Cliff, Claire, and those children did just about imitated where children go, where parents go when they have to make the decisions on raising the kids, because that's what it was about. See, I had a psychiatrist, Alvin F. Poussin, Dr. Alvin F. Poussin, who would look at every script to give us alternatives in how the parents could talk, react, and do things with the children. We literally were there to help give alternatives in raising the children while we were giving little spices of black life. The March on Washington bus ride, the music with the jazz musicians, all of these philosophical moments, but about human beings. So, if you were going to do a TV series based on what you know right now, after watching close to 4 years of Obama, if we did a TV show about a black family and the father was the president of the United States, you probably wouldn't last 3 shows.
I do want to bring up something about The Cosby Show. As I said, I watched it religiously. In the pilot episode, Claire says to Cliff, "Why did we have 4 children? And you respond, "Because we did not want 5. And then in the very next episode, you had 5 children.
Yes.
And that has bothered me for years and years. What?
Well, rest your mind, and I'll let you have another question, because I don't want to scar you. I made a decision that I thought we needed the older daughter,
mm-hmm.
the one who had clearly succeeded at what we were hoping for. She was at this elitist, very expensive, integrated school called Princeton. And as parents, we were very, very proud, because parents have peer pressure also. And whenever we are out individually or together, we are able to say, "Well, do you have children?" "Oh, yes, we have one at Princeton." "Oh, my God, yes."
So that was borrowing from your own life, because you had 5 children yourself.
Yes, but everything is borrowed. Some of those shows with the Huxtables happens to be something that happened in my house.
Do you look at the kids from the show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, many of the others?
Lisa Bonet.
Do you look at where they are now? Are you pleased with the careers that they're having, the lives that they have now?
I have nothing to do with whether I'm pleased or not, because, none of them are in jail. But I will tell you that at the TV Land Awards, we all sat at a table, and we were being honored. It was hilarious for me, because the children are there, and Felicia's sitting next to me, and a waiter put a bottle of champagne down, and they grabbed the bottle and started pouring it in their glasses. And it was Pavlov's dog. I looked and saw, without thinking, my children drinking champagne, alcohol, without my permission. And before I could really clear up my head, I had actually said to them, "Who said you could have champagne?"
And how did they respond?
They laughed.
I've grown up, I think many of them have kids of their own now.
Exactly.
I've really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much.
Me too. I had a wonderful time with it.
Well, good luck in Boise. I hope everything goes well.
Me too. See ya.